الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين الله أسأل أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه
Maybe you should put some space between you and the camera so people can pass without bothering you.
Let me ask their brother.
كنا في الحصة الماضية نتحدث عن أمثلة عن النوع الثالث من أنواع الودة أعني الألفاظ المكفرة أو الكفر اللفظي We are talking about the third type of apostasy which is the blasphemous statements And we are mentioning examples about that. من جملة أمثلة ذلك بعض الكلمات التي يستعملونها بعامية بعض البلاد ومعناها كفر والعياذ بالله تعالى. In some countries, they say with their slang languages. Blasphemous statements. مثال ذلك ما يقوله بعض أهل الشام بلاد الشام يقولون فلان زاح ربي. An example of that is a statement used in the area of الشام. Some people say فلان زاح ربي زاح في اللغة العامية معناها حرك من مكان إلى مكان This term زاح in the slang language means to remove something from one place to another فيكون معنى هذه العبارة فلان حرك ربي So this statement would mean so and so removed my God
أعوذ بالله
وأحيانا يريدونها بمعنى الانزعاج and sometimes they mean by it that so and so made my God bothered وكلا المعنيين كفر والعياذ بالله and both meanings are blasphemy وأحيانا يريد أحدهم أن يذكر أن شيئا عدده كثير أو كميته كبيرة فيقول بلغتهم رد الله
أعوذ بالله
وهذا معناه بحسب لغتهم حجمه كحجم الله And some of them sometimes when they want to mention that something is big or it has a big number or a big volume, a big size, they would say in the language of Allah. يريدونه, they mean by that it has the same size of Allah, of God. وهذا كفر لا شك. And this is blasphemy, of course. حتى إن بعضهم في بعض القرى ينسبون إلى الله تعالى آلة الذكورة Even some of them in certain villages, they attributed to Allah the genital organ of the males. خمس قرى يقولون ذلك. There are people in five villages, they say the statement. كنت مرة أحذر من هذه العبارة في فيلادلفيا في المصلى. واحد من قرية من تلك القرى أراد أن يدافع عنهم. One time I was warning against the statement in the Musalla in Philadelphia, and a person who's originally from one of these villages, he was there listening, so he wanted to defend them. These people who say this statement, it is a very ugly statement. يقولون يا زب الله هكذا. هذا معناه في اللغة. هذه الكلمة معناها ذكر الولد الصغير أو طرف الأنف أو طرف اللحية. كل هذا لا يليق أن ينسب إلى الله، وهم يريدون بها لا يعرفون لها معنى طرف الأنف وطرف اللحية، حتى يريدون الفرج. They say a statement that according to the Arabic language can have one of three meanings: the genital organ of a little boy, the edge of the nose, or the edge of the beard. And these people do not know the last two meanings. حتى إن بعضهم يعتقد أن الله له هذا الشيء. To a point that some of them believe that Allah has a genital organ. مرة واحد يحذر من هذه الكلمة. One time a person from that area was warning against this statement. فواحدة من قرائبه من قريباته قالت له: إذن أليس له ذلك الشيء؟ تعجبا. A person used to warn against this statement. He was from that area. And an old woman among his relatives told him, oh, Allah doesn't have that thing. وواحد آخر لما حذر قال إذن من أين يأتي المطر؟ And another person, when he was warned against this statement, he said, then how does it rain? أنا أقول هذا حتى تعرفوا الذي لا يتعلم علم التوحيد إلى أين يصل به الحال. I'm saying this so you know more that the one who doesn't learn the knowledge of التوحيد, the creed, then this person reaches a very, how do you say, very low levels. Is this what you want to say? Very low state, a disgusting state. Subhanallah. وزادوا في الكفر على قدماء المشبهة. These people exceeded those who likened Allah to the creation in the past. واحد منهم من شدة إظلام قلبه قال كل شيء من صفات البشر إذا وصفتم الله به أنا أقبل إلا اللحية والعورة. قال فقط هذين، أما كل الباقي أنا أقبل. من شدة إظلام قلبه. One of these people who likened Allah in the creation, who lived in the past, said, whatever, whichever attribute that the human being has, I accept that you attribute it to Allah. Except two matters, the beard and the genital organ. Other than that, I accept whatever you want. Say whatever you want about Allah, liken Allah to the human being as you want. I accept. وهذا عند المشبه معظم.
الله الله يرحمه.
الله يرحمه. كذلك يكفر من قال أنا رب من عمل كذا. لأنه جعل نفسه ربا للعباد، كأن قال مثلا أنا رب من يتقن صنعة كذا، أو أنا رب العلماء، أو أنا رب الأطباء، أو من شابه ذلك، فإنه يكفر. Likewise if someone says Likewise, if someone says, أَنَا رَبُّ مَنْ عَمِلَ كَذَا which means, I'm the Lord, I'm the God of whomever does this issue. For example, the doctors or the engineers or the carpenters or the like, because he's claiming for himself the state of Godhood, so he blasphemes by that. لكن في لغة العرب لو قال الشخص أنا رب النحو ليس أنا رب النحاة، لو قال أنا رب النحو أو أنا رب النجارة أو ما شابه ذلك، أي أتقنه، أتقن هذا، فهذا ليس فيه ذلك المحذور. يجوز. I will not translate that. This is something pertaining to that, to an expression in the Arabic language. So, كذلك يكفر من يقول والعياذ بالله خوت ربي عوض. بعضهم أيضا بالعامية يقول هذه العبارة، يقول خوت ربي معناه جعله مجنونا. Likewise, some people, they say in their slang language, so and so, خوت ربي. This means in their language, in the slang language, he made Allah insane or crazy. This is also blasphemy, as you know. كذلك يكفر من قال لكافر الله يكرمك، يقصد يحبك، وهو على الكفر. لأنه كذب القرآن. الله أخبر أنه لا يحب الكافرين. Likewise, blasphemes the one who says to a blasphemer, I ask Allah to love you. I ask Allah that you would be accepted to him. While he is still a blasphemer. Because by this he would be belying Al-Quran. أما لو كان لا يقصد الله يحبك إنما يقصد أن يعطيك الله الصحة والمال فلا يكفي. Now if one says the Arabic term pertaining to this issue, intending by that may Allah give you health or money, one does not blaspheme by that.
شيخ الفند إذا قصد بذلك أو فاهم
قصد يقول ربي أكرم
What about people who like when non-believers pass away and they will say rest in peace?
Okay, we'll talk. We are going to talk about it.
Okay, thank you.
كذلك من الكفر أن يقول إنسان لكافر حي ما زال حيا الله يغفر لك أي وهو يقصد وأنت ما زلت على الكفر إلى أن تموت لا يقصد بأن تدخل في الإسلام Likewise, it is blasphemy for one to tell a blasphemer, to address a blasphemer by saying, May Allah forgive you. Meaning by that, that Allah would forgive him while he is still a blasphemer, until he dies. He does not understand from that, May Allah make you embrace al-Islam, so you would be forgiven. He does not understand that. He says it with the intention that Allah would forgive his sins while he's still a blasphemer. Because this would be belying Al-Quran. وكذلك يكفر من قال عن إنسان مات على الكفر الله يرحمه يعني أن يرتاح في قبره أو أن لا يعذب في الآخرة Likewise blasphemes the one who says about a blasphemer who died as a blasphemer May Allah have mercy on him. لأن الكافر بعد الموت لا يرحم. Because the blasphemer after dying, he would be in a continuous torture. لكن بعض الناس قد يقول هذه الكلمة ويفهم منها أن يخفف عنه العذاب في القبر ليس في الآخرة. But some people might say this statement thinking that it means may Allah lessen his torture in the grave and not in the hereafter. لا يقصد أن يرتاح في القبر يظن معناها يخفف عنه He does not mean by that for the blasphemer to relax in his grave or to enjoy. He thinks it means may Allah lessen his torture in the grave. ولا يعرف أنه في الدين هذا لا يكون. Without him knowing that it is mentioned in the rules of the religion that this does not take place. He does not know that. He does not mean to be relieved from the torture in the hereafter. He does not mean that his torture in the hereafter to be lessened. He does not mean to be relieved from the torture in the grave. He means for his torture in the grave to be less. This is what he thinks this means. And he does not know that this does not happen. He does not know that in the rules of the religion it is mentioned that in the grave the torture does not get lesser for the blasphemer. He does not know that. And he says this statement, thinking that this is what it means. في هذه الحال لا يكفر. In this case, such a person is not judged as a blasphemer. يعني من حيث العموم الذي يترحم على الكافر بعد موته يكفر أو الذي يستغفر له يكفر. لكن إذا قال الله يرحمه وهو يظن أن معناها الله يخفف عنه العذاب في القبر ولا يعرف أن هذا يخالف ما جاء في الدين لا يكفر. So in general, the one who asks mercy for the blasphemer after the death of the blasphemer blasphemes. Except if one says such a statement thinking that it means reducing the torture in the grave and not relieving him from that, not reducing it in the hereafter, in the grave, without him knowing that this contradicts what is mentioned in the religion. In this case, particular case, one does not blaspheme. Otherwise, one blasphemes by asking mercy for the blasphemer after he dies. Is it clear? Well, the sister?
Yes.
Okay.
نقول لا يعذر الجاهل
بجاهله
يعني.
على من يجهل أن الكافر من أهل العذاب في الآخرة؟ هذا معلوم بالضرورة. الجاهل والعالم يعرفه. نعم.
So if you hear someone say this statement, do you have to ask them what they meant, or do you just think they meant? Say you don't know what they meant.
No, the apparent meaning of this statement is blasphemous meaning. But yeah, you tell them, don't ask mercy for a blasphemer. This is such and such. Now, if they tell you, oh, I didn't think this is what it means, I thought it means such and such, the other meaning that we mentioned, then you deal with that person accordingly.
وكذلك يكفر من يستعمل كلمة الخلق مضافة للناس بمعنى الإبراز من العدم إلى الوجود.
Likewise blasphemes the one who attributes to a human being creating, bringing from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. كلمة خلق في لغة العرب لها عدة معاني. The term خلق in the Arabic language has several meanings. تكون بمعنى أبرز من العدم إلى الوجود. It means to create, to bring from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. تكون بمعنى صورة. It can mean to make a shape. تكون بمعنى سوى وملسة. It can mean to smooth in the wood. تكون بمعنى افترى الكذب. خلق الكذب بمعنى افترى. It can bear the meaning of fabricating. تكون بمعنى قدر. Fabricating something a lie. تكون بمعنى قدر. It might have the meaning of estimate. هذه معانيها في لغة العرب. These are the meanings in the Arabic language of this term. يجوز استعمالها في حق المخلوق إلا بمعنى الإبراز من العدم إلى الوجود. It is permissible to use this term in Arabic pertaining to a human being except the meaning of bringing from non-existence to existence. And of course in English you don't use the term create attributed to a human being. If its meaning is to bring from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. If it bears in the language more than one meaning, if, I don't know, and I don't want to go into that. If it bears in the language more than one meaning, and one of them is to bring from the state of non-existence to the state of existence, then it depends, the judgment depends on the intention of the one who talks. If he attributes this to a human being, if he says so and so creates, meaning by that to bring from the state of non-existence to the state of existence, then one blasphemes. If he means by that another meaning that befit a human being, then one does not blaspheme. If it bears in the language a meaning other than bringing from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. وبعض الناس عند الموت عند نزول مصيبة الموت بقريب منهم أو حبيب يشتمون عزرائيل عليه السلام وهذا كفر. Some people when a relative of them or someone that they love dies, they curse عزرائيل, the angel of death. This is blasphemy. ومثله شتم أي ملك من ملائكة الله وهو يعرف أن هذا ملك. Likewise cursing any angel, anyone among the angels. Of course, if one knows that he's cursing an angel, the one that he's cursing is an angel. أيضا بعض الناس إذا تضايقوا يقول أحدهم أنا عايف الله, معناه أنا كرهت الله, وهذا كفر والعياذ بالله. Also some people when they are bothered they say with their slang language أنا عايف الله, which means I hate Allah. This is blasphemy of course. كذلك ومنهم من يقول إذا تضايق من إنسان يقول الله لا يتحمله, معناه يريدون الله ينزعج منه أو الله لا يقدر عليه. كلا الأمرين كلا المعنيين كفر والعياذ بالله. And sometimes when some is bothered by another person, one might say, Allah la yatahammalu fulana, which would mean Allah cannot bear this person. Or Allah does not have the power over this person. And both meanings are blasphemous meanings. وبعض الناس إذا أراد أن يسب الله يقول يلعن سما ربك والعياذ بالله. Some people when they want to curse Allah they use the aforementioned statement that I mentioned. فهذا كفر لأنه شتم لله. And this is blasphemy because it is cursing Allah. وكذلك شتم السماء التي هي مسكن الملائكة كفر لأنه تكذيب للقرآن. Likewise cursing the heaven where the angels are is blasphemy because it pertains, it entails belying القرآن. لأن الله أخبر في القرآن أنها مكان مشرف. Because Allah told us that the heaven where the angels are is an exalted place. أما إذا أراد الإنسان بالسماء ما يعلوك الفضاء الذي فوق رأسك أو سقف البيت الذي فوق رأسك فلا يكفر. Now if someone curses as-sama, and this term in Arabic can mean also the ceiling of the house or the space which is above your head. In this case, one does not blaspheme. But if one means the heaven where the angels are, then one blasphemes by saying that. وكذلك يكفر من يسمي معابد الكفار بيوت الله. Likewise, the one who calls the places of worship of the blasphemers, the place of worship of the blasphemers, if one calls it the house of God, one blasphemes by that. لأن المكان إذا بني ليكفر فيه بالله لا يكون له مرتبة عالية عند الله. Because if a place is built with the purpose of to use it to blaspheme, of course it wouldn't have a high status to Allah Ta'ala. أما لو بني مكان لتوحيد الله وتمجيده. Now if a place is built to worship Allah in it and to praise Allah in it. وقف مسجدا. It was built as a mosque. ثم it has the judgment of a mosque. ثم أخذه أناس فحولوه إلى شيء آخر. Then some people controlled it and turned its usage to another thing. حتى لو حول إلى مكان للكفر, even if it is used to blaspheme, يبقى هذا المكان له حكم المسجد. This place remains having
the judgment of a Muslim. وَلَوْ مَضَى عَلَيْهِ مِئَةَ سَنَةً مِئَةَ سَنَةً عَلَى هَذِي الْحَالِ. Even if 100, 200 years passes while it is used to blaspheme or something else, it still has the judgment of a mosque. يعني لا يدخل إليه الجنوب لا يمكث فيه الجنوب, which means if someone is junub, he does not stay in it without making al-ghusl. لا تمكث فيه الحائض, if a woman is in her menses, she does not stay in it, etc. يبقى له حكم المسجد, يحافظ على حكم المسجد. It maintains the situation of a masjid, of a mosque. كذلك من حدث حديثا يعرف أنه كذب قبل هذا الذي لا يتعلم هذه الأمور أحيانا كثيرة يهلك وهو لا يدري. The one who does not learn these issues many times he would fall into enormous sins or even blasphemy without knowing. يكون قاعدا مع أناس غير مسلمين يحادثهم فيقول لهم مثلا دينكم صحيح. For example, he would be sitting with non-Muslims talking with them and he might say to them, well, your religion is correct. ودينُنا صحيح. And our religion is correct. He doesn't feel how dangerous this is. Doesn't know it. أو قد يتكلم عن مكان عبادتهم فيقول عنه هذا بيت الرب. Or he might be talking about the place where they do their worship and call it the house of God, for example, or something like that, without knowing how dangerous this is. Treating other people in a good way does not mean to belie the rules of the religion. You can treat other people in a good way without belying the rules of the religion. And this is what you should do. You don't have to be kind with others to reject what is in Al-Quran and what the Prophet said. You always can act in a good way without doing that. And this is what one should do. But those who do not learn these matters do not understand sometimes how dangerous it is to ignore these rules. And this is why they fall into these enormous sins. May Allah protect us. كذلك من حدث حديثا كذبا وهو يعلم أنه كذب فقال الله شهيد على ما أقول, يقصد الله يعلم أن الأمر كما قلت, وهو يعرف أن الذي قاله كذب, يكون كفر بذلك. لأن معنى كلامه إن الله جاهل, معنى كلامه الله يعلم الأمور على غير حقيقتها, فلذلك يكون كافرا.
Another example is if someone was lying, he knows that he is lying, and he says, Allah knows that I am truthful. Or Allah knows that things occur as I'm saying, or as I said, while he knows they did not. He knows that he is lying. In this case, he would be attributing ignorance to Allah Ta'ala, as if he's saying Allah knows things other than Allah does not know the reality of things. And this is blasphemy.
Al-Iyaz Billah.
وكذلك كل كلمة فيها الرضا بكفر الغير هي كفر لمن قالها ممن قالها. Likewise, every statement that means that one is agrees to the blasphemy of others, or that one is happy with the blasphemy of others, or that he approves the blasphemy of others, is blasphemy itself. أحيانا يتكلم شخص بكلام مخالف للدين، والذي يسمع يعرف أنه مخالف للدين، فيقول له أليس هذا الكلام حسنا؟ إذا قال له بلى كفر، لأنه هو يعرف أنه عكس الدين، عكس حكم الدين. شو يعني إيه؟ حسب، إذا كان معناها بلى كأنه قالها، إذا كان شيء آخر على حسب. Sometimes when one would be saying something against the religion or something that is not a wrong thing. Huh?
He said something that's wrong.
Yeah, he would be saying something wrong. And the listener knows that what he's saying is against the rules of the religion. Then that person who's talking asks the listener, isn't it good what I'm saying? Isn't it good? If he says yes, it is good, then he blasphemes, because he knows that this is, it is against the rules of the religion.
Sheikh, isn't it good? And yes, with that, isn't it true?
Good, but it's not good. He knows it's not good. He knows that the religion says about it that it is not good. If he says it is good, then he's belying the religion.
Sheikh,
حسب فهمي. وقد حسب فهمه good معناها حسن، لكن حسب فهمي. وأحيانا بعض الناس يتضايقون من إنسان فيقول معمما كلامه، الكلب أحسن من بني آدم، هذا يكفر. Sometimes a person might bother another one. So this bothered one says, a dog is better than the human beings. In general, he generalizes the issue and says, a dog is better than the human beings in general. This is also blasphemy, because it's against what is mentioned in Al-Quran.
ومثل ذلك الذي يعمم كلامه فيقول العرب جرب مثلا.
يا الله.
And likewise, the one who says a general statement dispraising the Arabs in general, all of them. لأنه بذلك ذم أنبياء وصحابة مدحهم كتاب الله. Because by this he would be dispraising prophets and companions, pious people who were praised by Allah in the Quran and by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. أما لو كان يتكلم عن ناحية من النواحي أو عن قسم من العرب أنهم فسدوا فلا يكفوا. Of course, if one was talking about a certain area inhabited by Arab people or about a part of the Arabs that they are now in a bad situation, one does not bless them. ثم ذموا أناس مسلمين ولو لم يكن كفرا يحكم عليه بحسبه. أحيانا لا يجوز يكون غيبة محرمة. And be careful that if you specify certain Muslims and dispraise them, then sometimes this would be haram, because it would be ghibah, it would be backbiting them. So be careful. Even, yeah, if you dispraise them. Like, for example, if there is a building inhabited by Muslim people, and then you dispraise them. Even if you don't mention names, you say those who inhabit this building, you say about them, what, are ignorant people or something, that they don't accept that you say about them. Even if you don't mention their names, you specify them. It is haram. Except for the cases when it is permissible. For an excuse.
This doesn't work the reverse, does it?
What does that mean?
Because they praise someone who doesn't want to praise.
No, this is not haram. Yeah, praising someone who doesn't want to be praised is not haram, of course. Because you wouldn't be harming this person this way. نعم تفضل.
في مثال العرب قول العرب جرب إن كان يعني لم يقصد العموم لابد من قرينة.
لا شك. لأنه اللفظ على هذا الشكل موضوع للعموم فلا بد من قرينة حتى يوصف العموم.
حتى ولو كان لا يفهم لا يعرف المعنى لا عفوا لا يعرف الحكم شو بتعرف لو بنبش قول بالناس الأساس
الله يرحمه
بإذن
الله يرحمنا يا
حبيبي.
وبعض الناس يسمي الشيطان بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهذا كفر أيضا لأنه جعل هذه الكلمة الطيبة خبيثة. And some people call the devil sometimes, or the devils, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. They would be talking and they say, we were sitting, then Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim came. They mean the devil. Some people used to use, they would say it this way. And this is blasphemy. Because this word, this exalted word, he is saying that it is a very... it's evil. He's saying that it is evil. أَمَّا لَوْ قَالَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ لِلتَّعَوُّذْ مِنْ شَرِّهِ فَلَا يَكْفُرْ. Now, if he was mentioning the devil and then he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that is, I seek protection with that from him, it doesn't mean to call the devil Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, then one does not blaspheme, of course. وبعض الشعراء والكتاب يكتب كلمات كفرية وما أكثرها. Poets and writers, they write many times blasphemous statements. كما كتب واحد منهم مرة هرب الله. Like one of them once wrote, Allah escaped away or ran away. وسوء الأدب مع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بالاستهزاء بحال من أحواله أو بعمل من أعماله أو بأمر من أوامره والشخص يعرف أن هذا من حاله أو أن هذا من أمره أو أن هذا من أعماله هو كفر أيضا. Dispraising, belittling also. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, or something that he used to do, or something with which he ordered, or something that... or a state of the states of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, while knowing that the Prophet used to do this thing, or this state was among his states, or this order is among his orders, while knowing that, if one belittles that, one blasphemes. مثلا إذا عرف أن النبي حث على العمامة وضع العمامة فاستخف بالعمامة على الإطلاق كفر. For example, if one knows that the Prophet ﷺ urged the people to wear the imama, turban, and he despises that in general, not the turban of a specific person, in general, wearing it, then one blasphemes. إذا عرف أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام حث على إعفاء اللحية فاستهزأ بذلك كفر. If he knows that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام urged the people not to shave their beards, and he despises the one who does not shave his beard, in general, not a specific person, then he blasphemes. إذا عرف أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام حث على استعمال السواك فاستهزأ باستعمال السواك. If he knows that the Prophet والسلام, ordered to use a siwak, and he despises that, using a siwak, knowing that the Prophet urged to do it, one blasphemes. إذا عرف أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام حث على تقليم الأظافر فاستهزأ بذلك كفر. If he knows that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام urged the people to clip their nails, and despite that he despises this deed, one blasphemes. لأنه فيها بهذا مستخف بالنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. Because by this he would be belittling the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. وكل إنسان استهزأ بالله أو سبه أو استهزأ بالرسول أو سبه هو كافر بالإجماع. And everyone who belittles Allah or curses him or belittles the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام or curses him is a blasphemer by consensus. القاضي عياض نقل هذا الإجماع وغيره. كثير. Many people mentioned this ruling. Among them is Al-Qadi Iyad. إذا إنسان عرف أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان يأكل الطعام بأصابعه الثلاثة فاستخف بهذا الفعل على الإطلاق كفر. If one knows that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام used to eat using these three fingers, these three ones, if he knew that and he despises this, then he blasphemes. He despises it in general. And so on. وكذلك الاستهزاء بالأنبياء عليهم السلام. Likewise, belittling anyone among the prophets, not just Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. في الماضي في لبنان أثناء الحرب الأهلية كان بعض الناس الذين كان حرب في لبنان بين النصارى والمسلمين كان بعض النصارى في جبهة القتال يسب النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بعض الخبثاء ممن ينتسب إلى الإسلام يسب عيسى كفر بذلك. In the past, during the civil war in Lebanon, you know the civil war between Christians and Muslims in Lebanon in the 70s. So, at the front, sometimes some people among the Christians would curse Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Some silly, ignorant people on the other side would respond by cursing Prophet Isa. And they blaspheme by that.
حتى ولو ما بلغه بأن عيسى كان نبيا مسلما
من يجهل أن عيسى نبي رسول. سيد قطب مثلا قال عن سيدنا موسى عليه السلام إنه كان عنيدا جلفا فيه جلافة. Sayyid Qutb, for example, said about Prophet Musa that he was stubborn and harsh. And harsh. As a kufr, this is blasphemy. كذلك الاستهزاء بشيء من القرآن كفر. Likewise, to belittle Al-Quran is blasphemy. والعياذ بالله تعالى. أو شعائر الإسلام. يعني المعالم العلامات الظاهرة أنها من أمور الدين مثل الأذان مثل رمي الجمار مثل الحج مثل المساجد. Likewise, belittling any right among the rights of Islam, that is the things that are apparent to everyone that there are among the matters of the religion, like al-adhan, like the mosques, like throwing the pebbles in al-hajj or the light. Also, this is blasphemy. وكذلك الاستخفاف بحكم من أحكام الله. Likewise, belittling any religious judgment. كأن يقول مثلا إنسان الطلاق ليس حسنا, ليس إباحة الطلاق, تجويز الطلاق ليس شيئا فيه حكمة. Like for someone to say for divorcing to be permissible is not wise. أو كأن يقول تجويز الزواج بأكثر من واحدة شيء ما فيه حكمة أو ليس حسنا قبيح. Or for one to say making permissible to marry for the Muslim man to marry at one, يعني more than one woman is not wise. أو كأن يقول توريث الذكر من الإخوة ضعف أخته ليس حكمة. Or for one to say for the brother to inherit double what his sister inherits is not wise or is not good. أو كأن يقول ستر المرأة لرأسها ليس شيئا حسنا. Or to say that for the woman to cover her head is not something good. إلى آخره. هذا كله كلام يخرج من الإسلام والعياذ بالله. All these statements are statements that take out of Islam if they are said by a Muslim. ومن استحسان الكفر أن يقول شخص كلاما كفريا فيضحك المستمع تأييدا له أو إعجابا به أو يصفق استحسانا له. Also among the blasphemous matters is when someone says a blasphemous thing and another person laughs, encouraging him to say similar things, or laughs to tell him that I agree with you. Sometimes he might laugh involuntarily, not with that meaning. But if it is with that meaning, then it is blasphemy. Or one would say something blasphemous and the listener claps in agreement with what he said. All of this is blasphemy. وكذلك إذا حكى عن غيره كفرية حصلت منه لكن مستحسنا لها. Likewise, if one copies from another person a blasphemous statement, but he does that while he thinks that this is a good thing, agreeing with it. أحيانا يقول بعض الناس أشياء يسمونها طرائف تضحك, أشياء مضحكة, ويكون هذا كفر, يكون فيها كفر. من يضحك موافقة لما فيها من الكفر يكفر. Sometimes a person might mention a joke and this joke would be a blasphemous joke. If the listener laughs agreeing on it and agreeing with it, then this would be blasphemy. وإذا نقلها لغيره حتى يرويها ذلك الغير مستحسنا لها يكفر. And if he tells other people about it, if he says so and so told me this joke, and he mentions the joke, so others would tell it, thinking that it is a good thing, then he blasphemes by that. الرضا بالكفر كفر واستحسان الكفر كفر. So agreeing with blasphemy is blasphemy, and thinking that blasphemy is a good thing is blasphemy. أما إذا نقل عن غيره بالقول أو بالكتابة شيئا كفريا من غير استحسان فلا يكفر. If one copies from another person a blasphemous statement, if one says so and so said such and such, and he mentions a blasphemous statement without thinking that this is good, without agreeing with it, then one does not blaspheme, because he's only copying what the other person said. He's saying so and so said that. He doesn't agree with it. وسواء كانت أداة الحكاية في أول الكلام أو في آخره. And for this works whether the quoting article would be at the beginning of the statement or at its end. For example, if one says so and so said, and then he mentions the blasphemous statement, he wouldn't blaspheme. And if he mentions the blasphemous statement and then saying this is what so and so said, this is the saying of so and so, also one does not blaspheme. He can mention the reporting article at the beginning or at the end. Of course, if he wants to mention it at the end, he needs to have the intention from the beginning to mention it at the end. إذا أراد أن يؤخر صيغة الحكاية لابد أن يكون من الأول عنده النية أن يأتي بها في الأخير. نكتفي بهذا. Let us stop here for now. والله أعلم. الله المستعان. تفضل.
بعض الأشخاص بيذكروا الكلام بعدين بيقول قد يقال
عنه. هو يعني من الأول يريد أن ينقل ولا بالأول يثبت الكلام بعدين يريد النقل.
هو يريد النقل.
إذا من الأول بباله أن يأتي بصيغة الحكاية.
بالنسبة لقرينة الحال، إذا ليس هو الشخص الذي ذكر القرينة في المجلس، واحد آخر قال مثلاً العرب في تلك الناحية حالهم كذا، ورد عليه شخص آخر قال
يا شباب please in the end sit down and listen.
ثم رد عليه هذا الشخص قال مثلاً العرب جرب، لكن ليس هو الذي ذكر القرينة.
إذا كانت تعد قرينة هذا يكفي للخلاص من الكفر، طالما تعد في عرف الناس قرينة.
When you say the part about lying, using Allah's name, is that also like when you say a statement and you swear by Allah?
No, if you are lying, no, you have here two different issues. If someone is lying and despite that he says Allah knows that I am truthful, then he is attributing ignorance to Allah. This is blasphemy. But if someone lies and swears by Allah, then he is committing an enormous sin, but it is not blasphemy. Okay?
شيخ حتى الإنسان ينجو
من قول رب البعض بين عن دينك حتى ينجو من هذا القول, يعني لابد من أن يكون مثلا إن عن دينك على هذا العمل اللي عملته.
لا
لكن
بس ده تكون نيته حتى لا يح حتى لا يك حتى لا يحكم عليه بالكفر. بعض العلماء قال لابد أن تكون نيته صيغتك.
ها بدون صيغة؟
لا, ليس شرطا أن يقول باللسان, بس نيته لابد أن تكون صيغتك.
إلا شيء. أوكي. على الخلق أو العمل أو بارك الله فيك.
Assalamualaikum. Besides the Sheikh spoke, a person, for example, you mentioned a person who made the doing of the Prophet, of course. Like, I'm gonna ask my own question.
If a person is discussing with another and he disagrees.
When you are explaining, you need to explain.
If a person is discussing with another and he doesn't agree with what he says, but he wants to wait until the end before he gives all of his disagreements. In that case, if he says, he doesn't like agree with him, but he's like, does something like, he says okay, for instance.
Does he understand from that?
He understands from that. Go ahead, finish what you want to say.
Okay. He thinks this is what it means in this context. And does he know that the other person is going to say blasphemous statements?
No.
Then he does not blaspheme.
Is he sinful for doing this? Does he have this facility to let him finish and bring his objection?
It depends. You need to be wise when you want to forbid al-munkar. Sometimes, if you talk at a certain moment, the person wouldn't listen. If you wait a little bit, then you talk, then the person would listen. What you want is for the person to listen. You don't just, it's not that you just want to say whatever. One time, Sheikh Abdullah, rahimahullah, told me to go to someone, take a present to a person. This person in the past, he did something good with Sheikh Abdullah. He took him in his car to a place. So Sheikh Abdullah always used to send him from time to time presents. Sometimes dates, sometimes outer perfume, sometimes, always. And this man was a silly person. A silly person with a
loose.
With a foul mouth. So I went there one time and I gave him the present and he said ugly things. Really ugly things. He said ugly things about Sheikh Abdullah. I felt like the fire was coming out of my head. And what do I do? I'm in his house. And Sheikh told me to take the present. Anyway, I told him, listen, what you are saying is haram. I'm not staying. I'm leaving. Because you're not stopping and I don't want to listen to you. So I'm leaving. Time passed, then this was in Tripoli. Sheikh Abdullah came to Tripoli and he went to visit this person. He took me with him. And we went there. No, I'm saying this so you would learn, so we would benefit from that. I went there with him. And that person, in his face, he said ugly things to Sheikh Abdullah. He didn't say anything. I was thinking, okay, I was reviewing the rules that I learned. Okay, now if you are in a place, there is munkar that is taking place, and if you don't stop it, what do you leave? If you can't stop it, you leave. Isn't this what we learn? But Sheikh Abdullah did not leave. What's going on? I was like thinking. I didn't understand. At the moment, I didn't understand. Then, the next day, or the day afterward, Sheikh came to visit him also. And the same issue occurred again. In front of people. There were in the session about 20 people, 15 or 20 of his neighbors. They were there and they were listening to all this
ugliness.
And then after another time Sheikh Abdullah went, but like after a period of time, all these people who were there, they learned.
Wow.
So then I got it. That's why Sheikh Abdullah was patient. Because he wanted to teach these people. That's why he didn't leave. Because he wanted for these people to benefit. So he was teaching them. And then all these people, they started attending classes. He didn't go afterwards to this man. He kept sending gifts. Really, he kept sending gifts. He kept sending gifts. Rahmatullah alayhi. So sometimes you wait until the convenient moment to forbid al-munkar, because you know that, okay, now if I talk, that will make a fruit or an effect. Go ahead.
Can I clarify something from the last lesson?
Go ahead.
You mentioned about wearing symbols from blasphemous symbols, for example, like the crucifix is what.
Yeah, it means to follow me. Yeah.
Some people know that this is a blasphemous item, but they wear it. Do they, because of that knowing it's a kufr thing, they wear it? Do they commit that blasphemy?
Do you mean that they think that wearing it by itself is blasphemy, or they know that this is a blasphemous symbol?
The second. Which one? They know it's a blasphemous symbol.
Yeah, it's a symbol for the blasphemy. They know that,
yeah.
But they don't believe that wearing it is blasphemy.
That didn't occur to them, they
didn't
think
of it. Then it's an enormous sin. According to the Shafi'is, it's an enormous sin. Hey, what?
Shaykhi, في الشرح عندما كان الشيخ يتكلم في الذي يرحم الكافر في قبره
يترحم
عليه فيقول هناك عبارة يقول فيحتمل أنه لا يذكر
يعني على حسب اعتقاده إذا كان على حسب حاله إذا كان يعرف أن هذا الكلام ضد الدين يكفر أما إذا كان لا يعرف لا يكفر لذلك قال يحتمل وفيك تفضل علي.
So if we had this question about the distinction between the cross and the crucifix.
What's the... I never mentioned that.
No, I'm asking about it. I heard something.
What does that mean?
The crucifix is the one with this little person they claim to be Jesus on it.
Okay.
I heard this is different than the case of just the cross itself.
I didn't mention this. Did I talk about it?
No, but okay. He said crucifix. That's why.
Who said
crucifix?
I didn't hear that.
If a kafir dies and then you say rest in peace, is that the same thing as you're talking about earlier?
What does rest in peace mean? Doesn't it mean without torture?
Correct.
Then it's the same thing.
That's what it means.
وفيد.
تفضل أبو نبيل.
Some people, when they discuss or debate with Christians, Muslim people, Christians say, you Muslims always hate, you know, other religion, you know, nothing worth talking with you. And this Muslim person, to get attention, is saying that we don't hate you, we hate what you believe.
But
we hate what you believe. Don't hate people, but we hate what you believe. What you believe makes you, you know, we hate you. Is this,
why would he go into all of this? Every people who follow a religion that I know about now, that I remember now, they think that others are not on the correct path. Isn't it the case? What do the Christians think? The Christians think about us. What do they say about us? They say that we are blasphemers. And that in the hereafter we are going to be tortured in hell and fire forever. This is what they say about us. And also, what do the Jews say? They say different things. The Jews say about the Christians and the Muslims that when you talk about with non-Muslims, you don't need to hide or to go. You just say the convenient words. The words that let them understand what is Islam about. And don't go about these issues. I don't advise to do that, because even if one does not commit blasphemy by saying certain statements, many times one is lying or saying, why would we do that? We don't need that, to do that. Just we say, even, I don't want to go into that issue, but even, sometimes people, there are people who hate one another, aren't they? And despite that, they live together, isn't it? And they have a certain way, isn't there? There is a certain way for them to act, to coexist, isn't it? Okay, so I don't have to love everyone to live with them or to deal with them. That would be very hard, by the way, to ask someone to love everyone that he needs to deal with. No, we don't need to go into all of that. Just, we are Muslims and we know our religion. We believe that our religion is the correct religion. And I know that other people who follow other religions, they think that their religion is the correct religion. And other religions are not the proper ones. So the issue is to know how to present your case and how to mention, how to describe Islam, and how to mention the proofs that support the truthfulness of this great religion. This is how it is. Wa fiqh ya Abu Nabil. Allah yubarik fiqh. One time, long time ago, it happened in Lebanon that certain one person that was that claimed to be a sheikh, an authority in the Islamic religion. He was in a with few few priests. Then he was talking and he said, we do not consider you deviated people. We don't consider you following a wrong religion. And one of them told him, then what is the meaning of وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ in Al-Fatiha? One of them told him. They knew that he was lying. They knew that he was lying. It doesn't make sense. If someone thinks that a religion other than Islam is correct, then why this person isn't following that religion? This, it's not like that. I know that I am correct. That the religion of Islam is the true religion, the correct religion. I know that those who follow other religions, they think about themselves that their religion is the correct religion and that Islam is wrong. This is what they think. And still, we can deal with each other. And we can, we as the Muslims, we can still act in a good way, and we should act in a good way. Allah yubarak fi. Yeah, Daria, oh, you are relaxing. You.
No, I'm just going to. Yeah. I was going to follow up if that's all right on the brother.
Go ahead.
The brother said, I'm not sure if this is what he meant, but this is my experience. That so often in this country, in this part of the world, what we run into is people who feel that they have discarded all religion.
Yeah.
All religion, and that the really important thing is to love other people. And I think a lot of these atheists are hanging on to a little bit of the teachings of Christianity, that one should love each other, people should love each other, and that God so loved the world, etc., etc. And they think that they've lost.
They
cast aside all religions because religions cause hatred. Exactly as what you just said, that they think that people who follow religions, who think that their religion is correct and others is wrong, end up hating other people of other religions. And that's the worst thing.
Let me ask. Is Russia a religious country? The government there.
No, not
that I know.
No. Okay. Is China? Is the government of China a religious one? Okay. What about the United States?
No.
Well, don't say another. No. What about France? No. What about Germany? No. What about Brazil? No. What about Chile? No. What about Lebanon? No. What about... And all these countries, they have armies, weapons, they go into battles, they fight against each other, and sometimes without going into battles, they have conflicts with each other in different ways, etc. They have prisons, they have rules, and the people who live in the states think that many among the rules that are in France are not correct, and the French people think the same thing about the American rules, likewise the Americans about the Brazilian rules, and the Brazilians about the American rules, and the Chinese government and all these people, they are not going from a religious base, they are not acting upon a religious base. So it's not as they are saying. These people, I don't know where they live. I don't know what they are, or what. I don't know where they are.
What planet?
I don't know what to say. Yeah. Allah yarhamuna. Let us stick to learn the rules of the religion. Yeah. Let us stick to this. Learn how to act properly and try to be safe in the hereafter. Allah yubarik fiikum.
Amen.
let us stop here for now. Nuhallil.
La ilaha.